Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And this is the March 2024 Laura Ingalls Wilder events update. And with that, let's do just a little bit of housekeeping. And that is just to remind you that if you want to be a part of the show, you should call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free, 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free, 1-877-633-9389. And you can also chat in the show, catch me up at Trundlebed Tales, and find me all around on your favorite social media platform. Now, in terms of what's going on with me, I am hoping to get, I think that the next video, it's almost done, but I think it's probably going to end up being delayed till next week, unfortunately. But this week, last Friday, I posted one about frost in the window, and I think you might enjoy that one if you haven't seen it yet. I also am hoping to get I can't guarantee it yet, but I'm hoping to get the roundup for 2023 done on Sunday. And then we can do the look ahead, and I can finally get around to getting some interviews done. We do have the Mansfield roving report finally finished and up. And I am glad we're getting this one done today. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And with that, I think that is all of our washing or all of our housekeeping. And so what do we got on the schedule for this month? Well, first off, we have in Baroque the annual spaghetti supper. Now, that is a big deal at Baroque. It was one of their very fundraisers, and they still do it every year. I remember them telling me the story that some little girl who had raised chickens for 4-H had brought them in to be part of the auction for it when they were just getting started. That meant a lot to a bunch of people. So if you are anywhere near Northeast Iowa and you are able to go to Baroque, this is a great chance to do it. It's going to be at the Decorah Lutheran Church on March 4th, 2024 from 4:30 to 7. A live auction of donated items from local businesses and auction of homemade pies will begin at 7 p.m. $15 for adults, 5 for children 5 to 12, 4 and under free, carry out and meatless sauce available. Meet our Little Miss Laura's and learn about our latest projects. And if you can't get to Baroque, this is your a good reminder to donate to them because they are one of the smaller sites and can genuinely use the help, especially as they've taken on a couple big projects this last year, moving this one-room school from up on the hill to down by the museum, and hopefully things will continue to go well. Now, I do have an announcement for them. They have just asked me to come and speak at their Laura Days this year. It's going to be June 22nd, and I'm going to be doing my packing up with Laura. I'm going to be riding in the parade, and I'm going to be doing a kind of rotating program in the one-room school for the afternoon. So I hope that we will see you there. This is a great time to head out to Baroque. And also, The Little House on the Prairie, the musical. Now, I have actually had, I try very hard to keep up to date on the musical production. You would think there would be a place where you could just go and say, hey, tell me who has bought the rights to do this production for the year, because you have to buy the rights. And I have reached out to the people who own the rights and said, hey, please come on. Can you in any way tell me a schedule or at least the cities when that have bought the rights for the year? Nope. So it is basically me finding out about them. So if you find out about them, please let me know. We just had one last weekend that was at the Black Hills College, I think, in Spearfish, South Dakota. And I only found out about that because Dean Butler posted about it. And the one I'm going to tell you about today is in Louisa, Kentucky. And it is a dinner performance, which is going to be, or no, they're going to have a dinner performance March 1st and 2nd at 6:30 p.m. And then just regular performances March 5th to 9th. 12th to 16th at 7 p.m. And it's going to be at the Garden Theater in Louisa, Kentucky. And a friend of mine, Rachel Luther, is going to be going to it. So I'm hoping we can get a little bit of a report afterwards. I really want to know about the staging, because there are community theater programs that do staging really well. I always want to give a shout out to the Iowa City Community Theater for that, because my gosh, you should see their sets. They are always extremely well done. I mean, I'm not saying that they're all really fancy and elaborate, but they're always well done, and they almost always have kind of special effect thing going on that it's just well done. And I do not know about the other community theaters or local theaters that put this on, how their production standards are. But having seen the original production and then the road production of this musical, it is very complicated in terms of how they interact with the staging. And if you read the stuff that the people who created it actually wrote, there is a lot of meaning in how they did things. Now, do I think they communicated this well to the audience? No, I do not. But there was a lot of importance in that interaction. And I would like to see how a community theater or a theater department of a college puts it on, particularly the bit with the horses, because they did that so well in the theater, which if you haven't seen it, what they did is they had like floor lamps, like footlights, and they had ropes around them. And then they were on those little scooter boards that you see in gyms at community centers sometime, where you go on the, you know, it's kind of like a square skateboard. And you get on them and you scoot around and you do things, and it really was incredibly well done. I wish there was some footage of it, because there should have been. It was excellent. So I'm not sure how these groups are going to be handling that, and I really want to know. So anyway, that's Little House on the Prairie, the musical. And it's a reminder, if you find out about a Little House on the Prairie production, any production, but specifically the musical, please let me know so I can get it on the list. Next up, cast reunion events. The big one this month is at Simi Valley, California. Now, Simi Valley is going to be really the big one. If you could only go to one of these reunion events and you have all the money in the world to spend, this would be the one to go to. At least it would be one of three. This one, they are going to have a bus tour. Last I heard, bus tours sold out. They have a waiting list where they're going to actually take you up to the actual spot where they filmed the town in Simi Valley on the ranch. So they're at the ranch. They have had had an artist, Owen, and he, I hope, is going to come on the show later this year. He did facades of each one of the buildings, and that is sort of like a really big, I don't know that they're life size, but they were really big models or, you know, paintings of what the front of the buildings looked like, and they're going to put those up. So if you want to see what it looked like when these buildings were there, this is going to be your shot. Now, Simi Valley has been showing kind of continued interest in this. They're doing a podcast called 50 for 50, and they apparently have a Pioneer Day. And one of the actresses who played Carrie, I think it was Rachel. Not 100%. I think it was Rachel. Lives right by there now. And a couple of other actors, I was actually just listening to an interview with Sarah Carter, and she said she lived 20 minutes from it. So they're looking at maybe trying to make this more of an ongoing event. And they had done a test with one of the buildings that is facades is already set up there. And so maybe they're hoping to do this again. Not sure. They're having to figure out a different way to set them up because apparently how they had them set up included guide wires. And even though they would be trespassing, the ranch is afraid that the people trespass there all the time. And they're afraid they're going to get hurt because, of course, they're like, hey, let's go by the building and then not see the thing and then sue the ranch. Because that is sadly the things that happen. They call it being an attractive nuisance, and it would be out of case law if it was up to me. It is not. Anyway, so they might be doing something about that again. Don't know. They also have been collecting antiques and replicas in order to rebuild interior sets. Now, that's going to be down in the town. And that is how they actually shot the show. They did the outsides and the Simi Valley, and they did the insides in the studio. And that's going to be kind of how it's set up. And if I really love the TV show, that is the event to go to because of that set experience. That said, the second one I would go to, and this is the one I actually considered going to, is going to be in Walnut Grove in July. That is the real Walnut Grove. They have the pageant going on. They were the first site to do a reunion on a recurring basis. I have a video report, you know, trip diary of my trip there in 2014 for the very first one of these. And that would be my second choice. My third choice would be the one in Connecticut because that one's being set up by the casting director. And so pretty much everybody that can is going there because she asked. And that is Those, I think, are the three big ones. They're also having several smaller ones. Some of them are just going around to different sites. At least one of them is a repeat. And they're also trying to do sort of playing off the home sites. There's going to be one in Pepin. There's going to be one in Independence. There's going to be one in Keystone. And if you are interested in an event, the benefit of going to those, besides being an excuse to go to see the home site too, is that they are actually cheaper than the other ones. I had also been looking at the one they're going to be doing in Mansfield, or not in Mansfield, I'm sorry, Branson, which is near Mansfield, not super close, but near. And so I went and looked at the prices. And there is a big difference in price. Now, of course, it may take you or cost you more to get to the home site towns, but you may want to seriously look at those if you want an excuse to go to a home site and if you want, if you're looking at the costs. They are not the same price for tickets everywhere. Look at that. They truly, it's a big difference when I started putting the information in. I'm hoping to get that updated and posted tonight. Most of what I've got so far is already posted on the event page under 2024. I am super close to updating that. So the whole thing will be 2024, but I'm going to pull out the reunion events and do a blog post on those first, so we've got everything all lined up. And I think that's about it as we're coming up on it. Let's see. So we talked about Baroque. We talked about cast reunions. We talked about Little House on the Musical. And that might be about it. If you are a TV show fan, I recommend the 50 by 50 series that Dean Butler and Allison Arngrim did. If you're only a little bit of a TV fan and mostly a book or research fan, they also interviewed William Anderson, which I am always on board for another Bill Anderson interview. I hope to have him on here sometime this year. And I am sure I will remember something important as soon as I hang up, but I think that is what's going on in March. I hope that we hear from you soon. And remember to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.